This case stems back to April, when the legislative intern's allegations against Representative Aaron Von Ellinger led to a police investigation, a House Ethics Committee investigation, and ultimately his resignation. Giddings, who is from the Idaho County town of Whitebird, says she was suspicious about the case. She posted on her Facebook page a link to an article from the far-right publication Redoubt News that publicly identified and featured a photo of the intern. In testimony Monday, Giddings said she had only skimmed the article and didn't know it featured the woman's name or image. Even if it did, she argued on Monday, it was not a big deal.
There was an open investigation, but there were no charges, and there still are no charges to this day, is what I'm aware of.
And if there were no charges?
There was no victim. There is no victim.
If there is a victim in this case, she argued, it's her.
The allegations against me are patently false, as is plain to every intelligent and honest person here. Throughout my entire life, from the Air Force Academy to my combat service to this nation to my membership in the legislature, I have always conducted myself according to the highest possible standard.
And then Giddings turned and questioned the committee members, calling the investigation politically motivated. There are two complaints against her, one by Caldwell Republican Representative Greg Cheney, and one by 25 legislators, about two-thirds of them Republicans, including Speaker of the House Scott Bedke, who Giddings says just happens to be running against her for lieutenant governor in next year's election. The committee adjourned on Monday afternoon and will resume with testimony and perhaps a decision on Giddings' legislative fate on Tuesday. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.